At 12:11, if you're looking for some new food to try, you're in luck because there are quite a few new restaurants popping up around town. And to tell us about them, Nikki Nellis joins us live in the studio from the list, areyouonit.com. Great to have you back, Nick.
Always good to be in. So the Cherry Blossoms may not be popping yet, but area restaurants certainly are. A lot of openings in the past couple weeks and more coming up in the future. The first one I want to tell you about is The Partisan. Now, this is attached to Red Apron Butchery in Penn Quarter. So you got Nate Anda and Chef Ed Witt. They have joined forces. And this is for the meat lovers out there. Mark, I'm looking at you. I mean, tons of charcuterie, tons of big cuts of meat. I mean, you can go to Red Apron during the day for breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And then at night, The Partisan opens up for dinner. Great menu, really cool, sexy vibe, terrific cocktails. Of course, there's great beer. This is the neighborhood restaurant group. That's what they're known for. Mm-hmm. They have 50 wines available by the glass and 25 wines on tap.
Wow.
It's a great place to go hang out. And the desserts are done by Tiffany McIsaac, so you know you're getting something really super sweet and delicious at the end. Now, for you cocktail lovers out there, everybody knows the Gibson. It's one of the original speakeasies here in D.C. But now on their second floor, they've opened up their laboratory. So this is aimed at guests who really like love cocktails and who want to work with their bartender to achieve that all-knowing, incredible drink. Mm-hmm. So they'll work with you. They'll create the cocktails for you. They're looking to give a very specific experience. And I think that's kind of fun. It's very different than what you're seeing at a lot of other cocktail places these days.
So come in with a request.
Well, sort of like they're going to talk to you about it. They're going to work with you to come up like, we'll call it like couture cocktail-ish.
The Nikki.
Right, the Nikki. I think there's a Nikki somewhere. There may be a couple, actually. Now, for those of you who love your Southern cuisine, I'm going to send you down to Carolina Kitchen. Now, there are two others of these restaurants, but this is the first one in D.C., and owner Lance London has rocked this out like nobody's business. This is in the new Rhode Island Row area. If you haven't been down there, they have really invested a lot of money to make it beautiful, and they've really done it. And Carolina Kitchen is its big sparkling jewel. It's a beautiful dining room, a little Vegas over on Rhode Island Row over there, but great fried chicken, you know, collard greens,
barbecue.
You know, barbecue, all that kind of smothered, heavy,
mac
delicious food, mac and cheese. I mean, if that's what you're looking for.
Some home cooking.
Real Southern home cooking. And I will tell you, I hear brunch on Sundays, the line starts right after church.
Wow.
So if you want to go, hurry.
But
it's a great place to go to. And for your ice cream lovers, well, I shouldn't say ice cream because it's gelato.
Just as good.
Okay. Dolcezza Gelato Factory. So, you know, Dolcezza is one of the biggest gelato providers here in D.C. They have opened up their factory and coffee lab over by Union Market. Mm. And the space is supposed to be spectacular. So you can see how all the production is made. You can taste any of their 300 different flavors. You know, of course, they're very seasonally driven. And it's supposed to be a place where you can go and hang out. So while you're over at Union Market, you should definitely head over there and check out the space. It's supposed to be spectacular.
300 flavors.
I know. And then I'm going to tell you about two more places quickly. Lupa Verde just opened on 14th Street. I know everybody's sick of hearing of 14th Street, but there are good places opening up there, so there's a reason for it.
Yep.
Lupa Verde is Italian. They have these two lovely guys from Italy in, and they have put out a really terrific program. There's a little marketplace there. Great cocktails by Francesco Amadeo. And the chef is right off the boat, Domenico Apollero. And he is cooking up some delicious Italian cuisine. And lastly, those Richard Sandoval fans out there, Toro Toro is opening up on March 31st, which is Monday. This is going to be a pan Latin cuisine and a focus on South and Central American foods. It's going to be at 1300 I Street Northwest. So keep your eyes open for that.
Nikki Nellis with great information. The list, areyouonit.com.